Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A man who worked in Northfield is now charged with first-degree criminal sexual conduct. On Sunday, Northfield police were called to an apartment on report of a sexual assault. The woman told police that 26-year-old Tyler Douglas Murphy, her ex-boyfriend, said he was going to pay her money he owed. She let him in, but he didn't have the money. After an argument, he raped her. He had zip ties, which he'd planned to use to restrain her and extort money from someone else. Photographs and evidence were taken at the scene. Murphy was located at the American. He told Northfield police that he had just been released that morning from a New Ulm hospital and planned to assault and kidnap his ex-girlfriend to get money to pay a drug debt. He also admitted to a past sexual assault. Murphy has a pending case with the city of Northfield that occurred at a hotel where he was working. In that case, he staged an aggravated robbery. Bail has been set at $100,000 with conditions on this current case. His initial court appearance is December 27th. Creating a tax base is something city leaders continually ponder. Northfield's EDA coordinator Nate Carlson contracted with Urban 3's Joe Minicozzi, an urban planner, to provide an analysis for Northfield's current land use and tax makeup. They took every tax parcel throughout the community and broke it down by square footage and efficiency.
You know, they compared our Cub and Target to that of downtown buildings, and you find that the downtown buildings, the way they were created and built, they're generating so much more tax base in an efficient way.
Minicozzi's objective is to break down the cost of the miles of utility pipes and roadways that must be paid for and maintained and use data-driven design when considering land use and tax base. Mayor Pownell said,
"The more that we build up and utilize less infrastructure to meet the needs of the city, it's financially, it's far better for our community than if we extend infrastructure out, say."
The further out you extend the tax base, the more it costs. Carlson said Minicozzi's analysis changed his way of thinking about economic development for the city, and it should carry over into policy for the council, the EDA, and the HRA. Their full interview is on kymnradio.net, and video of the Urban 3 presentation is on the city's website. Dundas Interim Police Chief Eric Klein is now chief. He stepped up to the role when Chief Gordon Minke retired, got a feel for the position, and was offered and accepted the position full-time on Monday. Minke had recommended him from the start. Administrator John McCarthy commented,
"He's moving the organization in a different direction, which all new people do. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the city and for Eric."
The position officially begins January 5th. The city is in the process of training two part-time officers. They'll then replace Klein's former full-time position. And Northfield Shares received a $2.5 million gift from the estates of Pat Lamb, who passed away early this year, and partner Ellie Hansen, who died in 2013. The bequest will provide for immediate grants to two local nonprofits. Executive Director Mike Krantz explains.
Well, for instance, one of the first gifts I went out was $1 million gift to Carleton College for the Pat Lamb Endowed Tennis Fund.
$150,000 is going to 50 North. They also established two new endowment funds.
$1 million gift to establish the Pat Lamb and Ellie Hansen Charitable Fund. And that is going to fund about a variety of different nonprofits each year.
And $400,000 to what's called the Empower Her Fund. Kristen Stutz and Emily Monahan came in to talk about it.
It's a lot about empowering young girls, very much about empowering, but even more about the her part. And so the tagline is, it's instilling confidence, courage, and character in girls by inspiring surprise and wonder through sport and adventure.
The fund is targeted to middle school girls that might not have the same opportunities as others. This summer, the fund sent a group on a week-long adventure into the Boundary Waters. Part of the program is also to give back. The girls made 8 blankets last week for Operation Joy at the CAC. Other benefactors include the library, the YMCA, St. Dominic's Church, and more. A full press release is on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.